Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Jeremiah 36, the verses 1 to 10. Jeremiah chapter 36, verse 1 to 10. In the fourth year of Jehoiakim, son of Josiah, king of Judah, this word came to Jeremiah from the Lord. Take a scroll and write on it all the words I have spoken to you concerning Israel, Judah, and all the other nations from the time I began speaking to you in the reign of Josiah till now. Perhaps when the people of Judah hear about every disaster I plan to inflict on them, they will each turn from their wicked ways. Then I will forgive their wickedness and their sin. So Jeremiah called Baruch, son of Neriah, and while Jeremiah dictated all the words the Lord had spoken to him, Baruch wrote them on the scroll. Then Jeremiah told Baruch, "I am restricted. I am not allowed to go to the Lord's temple. So you go to the house of the Lord on a day of fasting and read to the people from the scroll the words of the Lord that you wrote as I dictated. Read them to all the people of Judah who come in from their towns. Perhaps they will bring their petition before the Lord and will each turn from their wicked ways for the anger and wrath pronounced against these people by the Lord are great." Baruch son of Neriah did everything Jeremiah the prophet told him to do. At the Lord's temple, he read the words of the Lord from the scroll. In the ninth month of the fifth year of Jehoiakim, son of Josiah, king of Judah, a time of fasting before the Lord was proclaimed for all the people in Jerusalem and those who had come from the towns of Judah. From the room of Gemariah, son of Shaphan, the secretary, which was in the upper courtyard at the entrance of the new gate of the temple, Baruch read to all the people at the Lord's temple the words of Jeremiah from the scroll. Let us reflect on the theme, the power of God's word. The power of God's word. In Jeremiah 36, 1 to 10, we see a powerful demonstration of the importance and enduring nature of God's word. The Lord commands Jeremiah to write all the words he has spoken on the scroll, words that include prophecies against Israel, Judah, and other nations. This passage underscores the authority of God's word, its purpose to convict and lead to repentance, and its intended impact on the hearts of the people. Despite the people's continued disobedience, God remains steadfast in his desire for their repentance and redemption. By having Jeremiah write down his words, God ensures that his message is preserved and delivered accurately. This act highlights the permanence and significance of Scripture in guiding and transforming lives. My dear friends, Jeremiah 36, 1 to 10 reminds us of the enduring power and relevance of spiritual teachings in our lives. Just as God commanded Jeremiah to transcribe his words onto a scroll, we recognize the importance of preserving and disseminating wisdom that guides, convicts, and inspires. The passage underscores the authority of moral and ethical principles, urging us to reflect on our actions and strive for repentance and redemption. Despite the challenges and distractions of modern life, the message remains clear. The timeless truths found in Scripture have the potential to transform hearts and lead us towards a path of greater understanding and fulfillment. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, how do you prioritize God's word in your daily life? Are there areas where you can make more room for scripture in your routine? Number two, in what ways have you experienced the convincing and transforming power of God's word? How can you share these experiences with others to encourage them in their faith journey? Heavenly Father, we thank you for the gift of your word this morning, which guides, convicts, and transforms us. Help us to prioritize your scriptures in our lives, making time to read, meditate, and apply your truths. May we be sensitive to your Spirit's leading as we engage with your word, and may it produce lasting change in our hearts and actions. Empower us to share your message of hope and redemption with others, that they too might experience the life-changing power of your word. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.